In 1989, New York City seized national attention with a terrifying crime. Five teenagers were convicted a year later of raping and beating a 28-year-old female jogger in Central Park. The case stood out for its brutality and for the youth of its perpetrators, who said they'd been wilding that night, committing minor crimes on a spree. Now lawyers are trying to prove that they are innocent. They're armed with new DNA tests and the confession of a man who's serving time for another rape and murder. Michael Warren is attorney for three of the five boys who he says were wrongly convicted. Mr. Warren, you'll be asking a judge to overturn your client's convictions. What evidence do you have?
We have the recent revelations of a man by the name of Matthias Reyes. And in essence, he has admitted that he acted alone. He has vividly described how he not only assaulted the victim, but also how he raped her. There's been a recent DNA test conducted by the Manhattan DA's office, and there has been a match to Matthias Reyes and Matthias Reyes alone. There was no match to any of the young boys, of course, during the trial itself.
Now, this DNA evidence links him to the case. Can he be prosecuted for this case as well?
Unfortunately, Mr. Reyes will not be able to be prosecuted for this case because the statute of limitations has run. The prosecution will not be able to prosecute him.
Why didn't Matthias Reyes come forward before now? I mean, this case dates back all the way to 1989.
Well, I can tell you how he explains it. He explains it. There was a recent conversion to Christianity, and he began to think about all the things that he has done negatively in his life. And one of the things that have plagued him throughout the years has been this case. And back in January of this year, he made the initial revelation to the Inspector General's office at the Department of Correction. And subsequently, he called the DA's office and told the DA.
The five boys convicted of this crime have all served their time. Where are they today?
One of the individuals was just released approximately a week and a half ago. Three other young men are out here trying to make the best of their lives. One is in prison on a, I believe, a parole violation based on the initial charge in this case.
It's a very surprising development, Mr. Warren, because, amongst other things, these five boys all signed confessions, didn't they?
Sure, they signed confessions. But on the other hand, a large number of individuals who are and have been on death row signed confessions. You had these very seasoned detectives who had 20 to 30 years on the force and who in fact had worked out a script that they were going to use. And of course, as a result of the methodology that they employed, they got the confessions. So these boys were taken advantage of, just as a number of adults.
Is that what these young men tell you now? I mean, when you talk to them about clearing their name, do they use words like "we were taken advantage of"?
No. That's what we're saying. In fact, I've only spoken with one of them recently. We've spoken with their families, but we have gone through the transcripts of the prior trial, and it's on the basis of the transcripts.
So I'm just curious.
Basis of a lot of different factors.
I'm just curious. What did your client tell you then about what happened?
Well, our clients have always maintained their innocence here. Aside from the coerced confessions that were extracted from them, that were, as I said, imbued with serious inherent contradictions, they maintain their innocence from day one.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure.
Michael Warren is the attorney for three of the five boys who were convicted in the Central Park jogging case.